Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Explosion in Harlem, at least one dead. Quote, we saw people flying out the windows. There's shocking video of it. We're going to be showing to TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. The video's up on Infowars.com. Still trying to figure out what that is. A gas main, who knows? But they're saying a drone was spotted flying over it. CBS News is reporting. So we will see what's happening there. You know, they've had cases in the news where a gas main goes off. They think it's another 9/11 in New York, or you've seen where a steam boiler exploded and shot up a bunch of hot steam out of some manhole covers, and they thought that Al-Qaeda had attacked. And, I mean, who could blame them after the huge mind control event that was the staged inside job that was the September 11th attacks that, anyway you slice it, has been used to take our liberties. So two dead after explosion, fire levels buildings in East Harlem. At least 17 others injured as hundreds of firefighters battle blaze. And then afterwards, a drone, CBS reports, was seen flying over. Those drones that don't exist, when I told you about them 15 years ago, already operating domestically, 5 years ago operating domestically, the drones spying on farmers, the drones spying on small business owners, which they now all admit are operating along with the satellites and high-altitude blimps. Flames and smoke were sent billowing into the air after an explosion leveled two buildings in East Harlem Wednesday. And we can show those articles just by clicking on them and putting them on screen for folks that are watching, killing two people and injuring more than a dozen people. Continuing here, the cause of the blast is still unclear, but Con Edison said crews were responding in the area to report of gas odor just prior to the explosion. And again, probably a gas main explosion, which last time I checked, kill more than 400 people a year in the United States. In fact, let's pull up that number. If somebody can look that up. I remember just seeing on the news years ago that it kills more than 400 a year on average. Great white sharks kill about 5 a year globally, most of them in Australia or off the coast of California, but people are afraid to swim in oceans worldwide, even where the great whites do not live, because of the movie Jaws. Just like terrorism kills only a few hundred people a year by its classical definition, but our whole way of life is being ended because they want to keep us safe from it. Meanwhile, honeybees kill more people than terrorism. I just keep harping on that because it's all a hoax. The call came in at 9:13 a.m. from a resident who reported smelling gas inside the apartment, but the resident indicated the odor may have been coming from outside the building. Con Edison spokesman Sidney Alvarez said two Con Edison crews were dispatched about 9:15 a.m. and arrived just after the explosion occurred. So we will continue to track all of that and cover all of that, but I'm guessing it's a gas main. You know, they defused a pressure cooker that wasn't a bomb in Boston yesterday. Had lots of panicking and freaking out. Paul Watson has an article about where Homeland Security does SWAT raids now and locks down whole neighborhoods and points guns at everyone. Kind of like the police in L.A. randomly shooting up vehicles full of white women in cars when they're looking for a black guy in a truck. I mean, it just shows that government itself is living in this panic zone and really training everyone to lock everything down like a prisoner lockdown in this country. Paul Watson's going to be discussing that with us coming up as well in the next segment. There's going to be an armed march at South by Southwest starting on Congress at noon today down at Congress in San Jacinto. And then there's going to be another big one this Saturday. We're going to have reporters live down there today. And finally, because we had to reschedule with her once, that she had to reschedule. Target, Kathleen Wiley, caught in the crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Somebody who's been a victim of the Clintons will be joining us as we're looking at Hillary being El Presidente or running for president.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Two buildings have collapsed after an explosion in New York City. At least two people are dead. We, quote, saw people flying out the windows. Witnesses say there is a video of it that, if you're a TV viewer, I will show you some raw footage of with the explosion. And again, Con Edison reports that hours before they were getting reports of a strong odor of gas in the area. Hands down, it's going to be a gas explosion. But it does bring up images of 9/11 to see what looks like dust. It's really just smoke billowing through the apartment blocks in skyscrapers. And they are now conjuring images of 9/11. Rangel, the congressman, says our community's 9/11. And, of course, a drone was spotted, CBS News reports, flying over right after it happened. So all part of living in the new homeland. Speaking of things like the Boston bombing, where the police militarized, come in and lock down literally half the city of Boston, going into people's houses, pointing guns at them, pointing guns at people in their cars who didn't even look like the suspect, grabbing women by the hair, shoving them on the ground, just any excuse to stomp around, take control of a whole area. And then, of course, he was outside the cordon area in a boat. Then they tried to shoot him in the boat to kill him, to get rid of the other witness. He's pled not guilty. His brother was on the CIA payroll on record and was a patsy set up. But that's a side issue. That anniversary is coming up here in April. We're going to send reporters up there to cover Police State 2, the Boston bombing 2. In fact, I might go. I need to get out in the field more. Listeners, I really appreciate that, and we always get good intel when I do that. But all of this is unfolding. And we got Paul Watson joining us in a few minutes to talk about homeland snipers terrorized, confused residents during raid. And they did the same thing. Just came into an area, locked down a large area of a neighborhood. And then when people looked out their windows or were in their cars, they would yell at them and point guns at them. This is Fallujah, folks. This is we're insurgents, the police train in major cities, that's in mainstream news, that the general public, quote, are insurgents. We are an enemy. They are the rise of the warrior police in their armored war wags from the Iraq War and from Afghanistan, and they're playing soldier, folks. They're preparing for the gun confiscation. It came out in Connecticut, a police officer blew the whistle that other police officers were saying they can't wait for the order to come for the gun confiscation because all the semi-autos have basically been banned. They wouldn't let you register them. They passed a law to register them, but then didn't even create the facilities or personnel to let people even register them. So now they just say in letters, you can't register, turn your guns in. And the police are bragging, even on message boards and their Facebook, I can't wait to kick down doors and, you know, go after these effing gun owners. And so a police officer spoke out against that. He's been put on leave. Mikhail Phelan wrote two articles about that. It's been picked up by mainstream news in Connecticut now. I want to get that police officer on leave. Not the guy that said that he was going to, you know, love kicking down doors. No, he's not on leave. The police officer that said, I don't like this. And then Mikhail Phelan and others were able to reach out to him and confirm who the police officer was. And, you know, they should have free speech to say, man, I think it's crazy that the police are ready for war with the American people. By the way, it is not going to go the way you think, police. Or maybe police out there know it's not going to go the way some police think. You think you're going to have some crusade or jihad against gun owners and veterans? I mean, this is the globalists trying to get us all to kill each other and start a civil war. Just like they've done in Ukraine. That's basically what's going on. The pro-Russia, pro-EU side squared off, country destabilized, bankers coming in to loot the nation. They win out of the chaos. I don't want this. But I understand it's about a supremacy of power for the state. They have a monopoly of gun ownership. And I understand a lot of police, especially the young ones, are on power trips and are very dictatorial and believe their word is law. Judge Dredd, judge, jury, executioner. And our country is on a razor's edge. That story's up on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side under Rush Limbaugh. Hits number one on Amazon book sales for his first Patriots for Kids. You know, I've said to write books for children about how exciting America is and how great the founders were and what a great legacy people have. And I actually was at Barnes & Noble's, and I did actually buy my son this book this weekend, and it's still in the back of my truck. I've been meaning to give it to him, but I forget to bring it in when I get home or go over to see him at night. But it's a good idea. That's the type of strategy. The globalists are targeting the youth with lies and fraud and deceit. We need to target the youth with the truth. But anyways, the story is homeland snipers terrorized, confused residents during raid. Another story that's from Infowars.com on Drudge that ties into what we're about to get to right now. Facial recognition glasses to stop crime before it happens, pre-crime. And we were out on the street yesterday with our reporters at the big media conference and film conference and music conference, South by Southwest, one of the biggest in the world. And we ran into a woman remote controlling a ground drone from another part of the United States with the ground drone on the street. So this is literally ground drones now hitting the street in Austin, Texas. It's going to be submarine drones, ship drones, ground drones, Google cars. This is the rise of the robots. And Leanne ran into people that were just flaunting giving up your rights is a great thing. Flaunting, it's good to be face scanned to get a free sandwich with, I guess, the plastic additives to it from the folks over at Subway. free tacos if you'll face scan or whatever from Taco Bell. The whole thing is an NSA, Microsoft, Google, police state rollout. And then they have the token Snowden there. And then we had interviews with most of the programmers that were there for the Snowden deal, not knowing even after he spoke who he was or about the NSA. I mean, these people do not know what planet they're on. So we're going to play Leanne McAdoo's latest report premiering in here on air. And then we're going to go to Paul Watson on the Boston martial law situation, where first they locked down a neighborhood. Well, first, you know, two houses, then a neighborhood, now a whole larger neighborhood than half a city, where you're the enemy. This is all Fallujah, lockdown, cordon city martial law. That's against the law and the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Let's go to Leanne McAdoo's report.
So here at South by Southwest at the convention center, a lot of companies have these interactive booths set up where people can interact with their products and play these new games. They've got a bunch of wearables with Google Glass and all sorts of virtual reality technology. Subway has a huge display back here where they've got clothes that are hooked up to computers, maybe with some sort of sensor material that will let you know when it's time to eat more of their yoga foam mat bread, or, you know, putting that ham sandwich down because you're obese. Total nanny state new tracksuit. But we asked if someone could just explain to us what these prototypes were for, and she went to go get her people, and they were all happy about it, but then they noticed that we were from InfoWars, and they refused to speak to the real press that's going to ask them, you know, hey, what's going on with this push for transhumanism, and is that why you're feeding us all these weird yoga foam materials, because you're just preparing us for our new robo meals that we're going to have? You know, they didn't want to answer those kind of questions, so they'll talk to the fake press that's going to kiss their butt and tell them how great their product is, but she saw this and she scurried away. So this could be used for medicine, say, where a surgeon is working and people want to see exactly how they're doing their process.
So, for example, one of the first use cases that were developed was for the military, where a battlefield medic could be triaging cases out on the field, and the expert surgeon could be in a forward operating base, and they could be, you know, helping and guiding. And now this technology, we're using it for the more commercial type use cases.
Very Minority Report.
It is very Minority Report, but you know what? Like, so are the smartphones, so is everything else.
So what in the world is this?
Yeah. So this is a remote presence device. It's a beam by a company called Suitable Technologies. And basically we created the device because we said, you know, why are people transporting their bodies places where they're not using their bodies for anything besides, you know, milling about a space?
Wow, this is just incredible. Do you feel kind of duped that you're having to sit at a desk and do South by remotely like this?
No, so we've actually got a crazy week here, so I'm grateful that I can just go to South by Southwest remotely, because I feel like if I had to deal with the flight, and then, right, you're like, oh, I have to stay out late with everybody, I just feel like I can save my energy, and then I can also, I'm on my computer, right, so I can be working simultaneously, sending emails, and getting work done while I'm here.
Wow. Alex Jones, you need to get this technology, then you can just send yourself where you need to go. Why? Why Google Glasses?
Why not? We spend so much energy trying to use these phones in every which way we can.
Why not just put it on our brain?
You try to see with them. You try to hear things with them. You try to use them to make yourself better. And if you could just do it with your voice,
and
if the information can come straight into your eyes, why that? I imagine that would be valuable.
Well, why not just implant a chip in your head next?
Oh, because we're not at that point with Moore's Law yet. It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
And you will. When that happens, then you can be glasses free.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of my friends who love the Google Glass, they love playing with the device. They just don't like how it looks right now. It's extremely intrusive. It's very conspicuous. And they're all waiting for Google to make contact lenses that do the same thing.
Yeah.
So we all think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
And all the pushback is futile.
Has anyone yelled at you or tried to trip you or anything or something for putting their face in a facial recognition software with yours? Or
no, Google doesn't allow that. It understands that this is very creepy and intrusive at the
it's
moment.
Not true.
Really,
they already have an app doing
this
that
kind of thing. So you can't submit apps to the store that would do facial recognition yet.
Right. And aren't you worried about someone hacking in and taking over, especially if you get that implant, chip implant?
See, we'll cross the bridge when we get there. Right now, the hardest challenge is to bring hardware
to
that.
We're going to come back with the rest of this.
It's like saying...
This is simply intriguing. Did you hear him? We need to add to that the Borg saying, you will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. That's who they give Google Glasses to, is these little minions that spew this. Resistance is futile. It's...
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Rob Dew, Zachary Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and other members of the InfoWars.com team, the InfoWars Nightly News and Radio team, are at the corner of San Jacinto and Congress, right down by the Capitol, where... I kind of got the idea this weekend that we needed an armed march with the Texas Open Carry folks during South by Southwest. And we called them. They said, no, we're already doing one Saturday now to counter Bloomberg and others coming down here, basically getting the World Bank to finance South by Southwest, try to organize media groups for the registration and confiscation of guns, which is the Mayors Against the Constitution's goal. The official name is Mayors, of course, Against Illegal Guns. Of course, that's any gun that the state doesn't own or have to point at the American people. As Mao Zedong said, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun, or all political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. But they're going to be marching, folks, and I think it's as many as 30, 40, 50 people impromptu. We're not sure. But I said, hey, let's have one earlier. Let's have one on Wednesday if you want to do it, to try to supercharge national media attention for Saturday. And the march they have this Saturday, it's all listed at Infowars.com. I'm going to have Kit Daniels repost that. But finishing the end of Leanne McAdoo's report that we're going to post up on Infowars.com, if folks want to be able to link through to that, we'll probably add it to Watson's article about the Google glasses, because it ties into that. That's linked on Drudge right now. But this guy, they got, 3,000 people together at first, brought him into the Google events, got him to agree that they would push a party line about you will be assimilated, you will submit, it's inevitable, you will take brain chips, but first it will be contacts, and then it will be in the brain. This is good, this is happy, this is trendy, this is fun, this will empower you. The problem is it's already hacked by the globalist. It's controlled by the eugenicist technocrats. Sure, I'm sure down the road brain chips are great for blind people. Brain chips could boost space travelers, whatever. The problem is the system is run by evil people inherently. Look at the NSA. Look at all of it. Look at how they lie constantly. Look at how they cheat constantly. You're letting them hack into your life like the smart meters. So let's let this idiot finish, because I've heard what he's saying before. And so Google literally is like an invading space armada. Here it is.
Yeah.
So we all think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
And all the pushback is futile.
Has anyone yelled at you or tried to trip you or anything or something for putting their face in a facial recognition software with yours? Or
no, Google doesn't allow that. It understands that this is very creepy and intrusive at the moment. People are really on the fence with this kind of thing. So you can't submit apps to the store that would do facial recognition yet.
Right. And aren't you worried about someone hacking in and taking over, especially if you get that implant, chip implant?
See, we'll cross the bridge when we get there. Right now, the hardest challenge is to bring hardware to that level. It's like saying that, oh, we've just discovered fire, we could maybe melt stones and make iron out of it. But wait, somebody could make a knife with that and kill me, so let's not use fire. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
These are just tools. You can either make the best steak in the world using the sharpest knife, or you could become a homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
It really depends on you, and it depends on us as a society
exactly.
to produce people that will use this for
Google is evil.
For making everything better.
And they've got all these nice people that work at Google, like this guy, and who really believe this stuff. It's a cult. It's the new religion. And the globalists, all the technocrats, from Ray Kurzweil to you name it, say you will take brain chips, we will reduce population by at least 80%, world government will be here by 2020, we will micromanage you in a technocracy. I mean, I've read hundreds of books and news articles and white papers where they all say this. I mean, we've read it on air, you know it, you see it in the news. And then we go, hey, we don't want that. And they go, hey, don't be scared. It's going to be fun. Resistance is futile. He actually said resistance is futile. Well, I've heard that before.
We have a Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Resistance is futile. No, resistance is victory. And that's why they always tell you resistance is futile. Because it's not. Freedom is sexy. Freedom is cool. Freedom is deep. And free will is key. And the technocracy is being built to smash free will. And look at the fruits of television and the smartphones. The language is shrinking. The biological brainwaves are lowering. The IQ is dropping. We are physically dying. We are physically being wrecked right now. So let me tell you, Google and New World Order, what comes out the other end of your machine? Stinking disease. Fountains of pus. Okay? We don't want what you're doing. We will hack your system. We will take it over. We will use it. We will assimilate you for humanity, and you will not stop us, degenerate filth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your thoughts, your fears.
The globalists have told us that the age of man is over, that the age of the technocracy with the elite becoming super empowered super beings merged with machines is here, and that we should just kneel to their overwrite because resistance is futile. And they're training us to live under soft martial law with total surveillance, checkpoints, police locking down whole areas of cities, to do a SWAT raid on one house, aiming guns at people in their cars, people in their windows. That's what we're about to talk about with Paul Watson. And then 21st century Paul Revere's. And we have a live video feed of that. We might be able to pop up here in a minute. 21st century Paul Revere's are massing at the corner of San Jacinto and Congress. Maybe you can get the guys to pan, because I saw a big shot earlier of folks with the guns out there, and are getting ready to march to show that the Second Amendment is not dead, and are getting ready to basically show the world by exercising our rights openly that we are not slaves of the establishment. So you've still got time if you want to open carry, which is totally legal and lawful, to get to the corner of San Jacinto and Congress and to march down towards the South by Southwest Trendies with their Google glasses and drones and taser drones that are all being rolled out to condition them that resistance is futile. You go down and join Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, and the rest of the crew. Kit Daniels is there reporting. And we've got, again, Jakari Jackson down there interviewing people for the Nightly News right now. We'll have live update feed with them in about 10 minutes. And then we're going to march with them in the next hour covering Second Amendment issues for the first half hour until Kathleen Willey, a rape victim, an assault victim of Lord Clinton, will be joining us with her book out by WorldNet Daily. We've rescheduled that several times. That is happening today. Cross our fingers. Hope to die. Stick a needle in our eye. But we're going to go to Paul Watson here first about one of the double links we've got up on DrudgeReport.com, via PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Homeland snipers terrorize confused residents during raid. And this is the new thing. Used to have was a backfire by a school. The police would lock down all the streets around it and point guns at people all over the country, including here in Austin. Now it's locked down the whole neighborhood. Or now if they're doing a SWAT raid, it's take over the neighbor's house to have a, quote, tactical advantage and arrest you if you don't give your house to them without a warrant. That's quartering troops in your house. And then now it's locked down the whole neighborhood, and now it's locked down the whole city, and now everyone's a suspect. Everyone's a terrorist. Oh, we're looking for a black guy who's shooting cops in L.A. Here, let's shoot up vehicles full of white women that don't even match the vehicle. Well, that's okay, because, you know, they might be terrorists, too. This is just part of the craziness. Or we're looking for a white male. Let's shoot up a vehicle full of black people. Remember, that happened in a case, too. It's just randomly. Oh, we're looking for a white guy. There's some black people. Open fire. Or we're looking for a black guy, big black guy, cop, Dorner. Let's just shoot some women. And they shot three carloads of people, just totally insane, in broad daylight, just randomly opening fire, running around scared to death. Statistically, cops had a better chance of being killed by a bolt of lightning than Dorner during that whole thing. Look it up. But they don't care. It's just like hundreds die a year in gas main explosions. That's clearly what happened in Harlem. Preliminary evidence is overwhelming. They're trying to say it's 9/11, folks. They're invoking every form of fear except for what's really dangerous. Great white sharks kill 5 people a year on average. Record 12 people. Everyone I know, most people will not go into the ocean and are constantly scared because they think great whites are about to eat them. And I know I beat that to death. That didn't happen until Jaws came out in 1970, whatever it was. And then the resorts had to put ads out saying there aren't sharks, they won't eat you. Because people are so scared, ladies and gentlemen. I keep hammering this because it's mind control. Now, joining us to show how we're going under martial law, not just here but in England, they do the same thing now, is Paul Watson to break down this incredible story. There's photos and videos up on InfoWars.com of this. The story was up last night. It's already scrolled off the front page. It should be re-added to the front page. The best place to find it is the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Let's go to Paul Watson now from Albion, from London. Paul, break down what's happening here.
Well, this was a combined federal NYPD drugs bust in East Williamsburg in the early hours of Sunday morning. Basically started with a low-flying helicopter. They proceeded to block off some of the streets. And then the DHS goons descended with their flashlight snipers and pointed them at people who were in different buildings, not even involved, not even in the same building as where the drugs bust was taking place. So some of the quotes from the residents who were there were utterly confused and frankly terrorized during the incident, because they would have DHS goons with snipers point them up at them as they looked out of the window and train the gun on their faces, even though they were in a completely different building. So again, it's another one of these concerns about the militarization of domestic law enforcement. You remember back in August, we did the report out of New Hampshire where they were trying to purchase this Bearcat armored vehicle, and a similar vehicle was used in the incident on Sunday. And the police chief there, John Duval, actually said that they needed this armored vehicle to use against groups such as Sovereign Citizens, Free Staters, and Occupy New Hampshire. So even the police chief admitted that it's not for criminals, it's not for terrorists, it's for political extremists, basically anyone who protests against the government.
That's right, and we have video compilations, Paul, of the thousands of armed police in camo, in black uniforms, in armored vehicles, literally running around where a woman walks out, and they grab her and shove her down the porch. They're pointing guns at everybody in their houses. This is occupied America, and the religion is, quote, police safety, and so all of us basically are the enemy. And this has been a conversion by design, part of the, quote, North American RAND Corporation Stabilization Force. The National Stabilization Force is the martial law rollout plan incrementally.
That's right, and it started back really in 1997, which is around the same time your first Police Day documentary came out, because that's when the Defense Department started paying out for this equipment, this military equipment, to be distributed to law enforcement agencies. So they spent $4.2 billion on that since 97. But then, since the inception of Homeland Security, a separate payment of $34 billion in terrorism grants has gone to local police departments. And that's why now they dress like military assets, basically, and treat us as the terrorists, because they're not fighting a war. Crime has gone down, but they have to arm up because now they're being trained that we're the threat, we're the extremists, we're the potential terrorists. So that's sure. why they're starting to look like military assets, because they're being told that the war is now domestic, that
that's
the
right.
United States is the battlefield.
And just like them denying the NSA spying on everybody for the last 20 years when it was already all public, basically, the big news was is just they were lying about it the whole time, but they were lying about what was already public. And they would just go, nobody's doing that. It's a conspiracy theory. And they're like, no one's trained to take your guns. No one's training for martial law. When the army manuals, the police manuals, there's literally hundreds of them. The FBI came out in January of 2014 this year and said, our new mission is no longer crime. It is extremism. It is political policing, commissariat. I mean, this is it. And there's no doubting, and I'm not even trying to demonize the average FBI person or the average cop. One reason they haven't been able to have total tyranny take over yet is because there's still some basic common sense there, but they're getting rid of it. I mean, we see a bank robbery in California, and they for 20 square miles, randomly have cops standing out aiming guns at people in their cars, walking up with M16s to people's heads that don't even match the description. And then the next car comes up and they aim guns at their head. I mean, I'm going to get mad when I pull up and the cops are aiming guns at everybody's head. Now, if I was driving down the road and they said, red Chevy pickup truck, white male driving, just shot and killed, two people in a front lawn, armed and dangerous, and I heard that on the radio, and then I drove to a checkpoint, and they weren't aiming guns at anybody, but I was driving a red pickup, and they aimed guns at me, I'd put my hands up and get out. But I pull up to a check, because that's probable cause. That's you've got some evidence there. You know what you're looking for. I pull up one of these checkpoints where they're aiming guns at people's heads. I'm going to get mad, man. Every car, you put a gun to their head. This is pure martial law Fallujah crap. And I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead. Final comments.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what the former colonel, Peter Martino, said in New Hampshire during his public testimony.
Marine Corps colonel.
He was in Iraq. Yeah. He was in Fallujah.
He was in 10 tours of combat, different tours, yes.
Exactly, and he said, you know, he trained the Iraqi army, he was in Fallujah. He said this is exactly what's happening. They're building a domestic army. He was a colonel in Iraq. This is not us saying it. This is decorated professionals saying it. So they're also building towns in Virginia, as we saw a few weeks ago, with Christian churches, you know, American signs, fully operational subways. They're preparing for the occupation. Whether it actually happens or not remains to be seen, but there's no doubt that that's what they're gearing up for.
Paul, what was the headline on your article? There it is. U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation. And the London Telegraph spun it saying, or it was the Daily Mail, it's a mosque. It's a Baptist church, folks. And they literally train to gun confiscate. And it's on record they're training for it.
Well, yeah, there were both. There was a mosque and a Christian church, so they basically want to occupy everyone. But all the signs were in English. You know, they had subways with the Washington decals on them, so it was very much designed to be a domestic American city. It wasn't set up as a Middle Eastern city.
Sure, sure. I mean, NORTHCOM has all announced this, Brigade Homeland, Army Time, Stars and Stripes, It's all public, but they keep telling the general public and mainstream media it doesn't exist because they don't want to have a debate about the illegal federalization, militarization via NORTHCOM. That's like they don't want people knowing drones are watching farmers, even though it's public. They don't want to have a debate about 2.6 billion bullets and targets of the average American and training to confiscate guns from veterans and retired police. Even though that's all public, they can't have a debate about it, because if they allow us to have a debate, if they admit it's all going on, then we will morally win the day. So they just want to deny all this is happening. Kind of like they want to deny Obamacare is written by offshore banks to double your premiums. Or there's death panels, even though they're in the bill. Or that the IRS hired 17,000 agents to take $5,000 out of your bank account. I mean, that's in the bill. So of course it's beginning. Because that's what the bill says. But they count on people not going and reading the stinking bill. And then they have those traitors on MSNBC go, Alex Jones is a racist. He lies and says the IRS is going to take money out of your account. Listen, you witch, Matt Al, you know full well it's in that stinking bill. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead. Final comment.
Well, it's interesting how the media controls it, because individually they're dying. You know, CNN losing half their viewership over the past year. But in concert, which they always work in concert to create national talking points, that's how they frame conversations. That's how they prevent anything important from becoming a national conversation. So they've still got that power when they work together, which they fundamentally routinely do. So the fact that we're growing so much allows us to create these national conversations to a greater and greater degree. And this is one that needs to happen.
That is our greatest power, and I thank God for it, and all of our friends and the real media for it. Yeah, that's the great responsibility. It's the opposite of a power trip. It is a great responsibility that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and our reporters and you, Paul Watson, and the great team are able every week now to spur huge national conversations and legislation, which MSNBC and the White House bemoan. They track us as the source of so much resistance because we see who you are, enemy. I mean, you're naked. We're like a three-year-old saying the emperor is not wearing any clothes. It's over, scum. And you can't take out InfoWars, because if you did, it would make us martyrs. It's already spread. People already know you're the enemy. They already know you're outsider, outslander, usurper, globalist, outlanders, New World Order traitors in here to try to take over our country. And it is not going to work. You are going to fall. You are being identified. You will fail. In the old times, we were fighting Stalin or Hitler. Open enemies you could see. This is a corporate takeover. We can now see it. We can see it's an outside occupation, a corporate global takeover, in their own words, and we're countering it. Great job, Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Now, when we come back at 7-8 after next hour, we're going to start the official march. That's going to start right at noon. We're going to be covering it live. As they march down into South by Southwest from the corner of San Jacinto and Congress. And we go now to Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson and others. We have multiple live feeds right now. And again, these are the modern day Paul Revere's, ladies and gentlemen. The modern day Paul Revere's are down there to march openly with their firearms to show everyone that citizens have a right to have guns, not just the God state, not just the centralized system. Are our reporters ready for us to go to them? All right.
Absolutely. I'm getting in and out of the audio feed.
Okay, Leanne, you're on the air. I like your T-shirt, Molon Labe.
Hey, I've been told it's actually quite blinding out here with this golden foil, but
you are a Valkyrie of self-defense.
Yes. Wonder Woman's got her golden lassos of truth. I have got my golden guns of liberty. So come and take it. Freedom is sexy. You know what I mean?
It sure is, Leanne.
So we've got a really nice-sized crowd already. We said that about, 20 minutes until noon. We're out here standing right about in front of the Capitol at 12th and San Jacinto. There's plenty of parking in the Capitol parking garage. So we've got probably about 50 people out here already. And I'm standing here with Justin Delosh. He is one of the organizers for Come and Take It Austin. So what are some of the safety precautions that you're going to be letting everyone know about before we get started?
Before we get started, we'll huddle everybody up, and we do like a buddy system chamber check, where you basically, the person to the left of you and the person to the right of you, we each check our chamber to make sure none of us are carrying chambered. Magazines loaded or empty, it's a preference, but we do not carry chambered. And we also make sure that everybody's carrying their muzzle and butt stock, as close to 6 and 12 o'clock as possible.
So we've had a lot of press out here. We've already got a visit from the Capitol Police, and they were very nice, actually. They said that they support what we're doing out here, and they're just going to basically escort us through South by Southwest, since we do have a mixed crowd out there. People are drinking during the daytime, so you just never know how they're gonna get wild. But what is your aim here with the public today?
Our goal is to educate people on the gun laws here in Texas, and to educate people, to let them know that we're actually behind in gun laws, whereas the rumors are Texas is a gun-friendly state, and we're actually one of only 6 states in the U.S. that does not have any form of open carry for handguns. So we'd like to see constitutional carry, or at least open carry, passed here in Texas.
Exactly, and it seems like we've got a lot of support for that, a lot of people going by honking and everything. Also, too, it's sort of a way to let people, kind of re-educate people and wake them up from the massive brainwashing that's been going on with guns.
Exactly. We actively seek people to have this kind of dialogue about the firearm laws, you know what I'm saying? Because those people that may be on the fence, we actively go out there to address some of the issues they may have regarding firearms or maybe lack of knowledge. We actually actively go out there and engage in this kind of dialogue with them to help educate.
Leanne, get them to plug the different gun groups' websites for folks that want to get involved.
Can you plug a few of the different gun groups' websites for anyone that wants to get involved?
Yeah, we're with Come and Take It Austin. We have a Facebook page, Come and Take It Austin. We have 30 chapters across Texas, so we're actually part of a bigger group called Come and Take It Texas. So if anybody goes Facebook, Come and Take It Texas, they can find their chapter there. And we're doing rallies and walks every month.
Very good.
We're going to be talking to him more as we march, Leanne. I see the owner of Central Texas Gunworks behind you and a reporter, Kit Daniels, for InfoWars. Let's talk to some of those guys. And while you're talking to him, we can pan around and show the crowd and some of the firearms that are there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well.
All right. So this is,
I know. I'm blocking the sun here. So,
right. How are you doing?
Mike Cargill.
Yeah, get Mike Cargill's take on this.
So what's your take on this event here today?
It's about freedom. It's about peace, love, and freedom.
And education, re-education for the public.
Absolutely, absolutely.
In the Soviet
absolutely.
Camp, yes.
Educating the public, letting them know what the laws are here in the state of Texas, that it is legal for you to open carry a long gun here in the state of Texas.
Would you like to see that open carry law go a little bit further?
Absolutely. I like to be able to open carry my handgun. You know, that's something that I'm most comfortable with. You know, right now I have to conceal my handgun. I have 2 handguns on me right now that are concealed, and I would love to open carry those handguns.
Right. I think it's so frustrating because with the concealed carry, you can only let people know you've got it if you are going to kill them. I mean, I think that's kind of a backwards cause there.
Well, concealed carry is about personal protection, just like, you know, carrying a firearm, it can be about personal protection, but also it's also about, you know, hunting. It's about other different things out there also, not just, you know, for protection.
Right. So
we're getting ready to have this march. Ask him what he thinks of Bloomberg trying to shut down free speech of gun groups on Facebook. The fact that they tried to stop us from handing out our pro-gun magazines at South by Southwest.
What do you think about Bloomberg trying to shut down the free speech, you know, people supporting Second Amendment and gun rights on Facebook? They're shutting down those groups there that are very vocal about the Second Amendment. They tried to stop us from passing out magazines here last year.
Well, there are a lot of things that I'm really disappointed with. I'm really disappointed the fact that our Attorney General Greg Abbott actually was on one of the attorneys that was actually supporting not allowing 18-year-olds, 19, 20-year-olds to be able to legally purchase a firearm from a gun from a dealer. I'm disappointed in that because, you know, we allow these guys that are 18, 19, and 20 to go overseas and, you know, to give their life for this country. But when they come back, you know, from serving their country, they're not allowed to purchase a firearm. So those are some of the things that I'm disappointed and very hurt over.
Right. Just a massive brainwashing. So that's kind of what we're out here to do today, is just to educate. There's an international crowd here today. People have descended upon Austin for South by Southwest. They're going to get a little taste of Texas and our gun laws here.
Leanne, I see different reports, 200 to 300,000 extra people in the city.
The things that we like most in Texas, we love our firearms, we love our freedom, and we're going to let the world know that here today.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I'm going to go take my concealed carry finally from Cargill coming up here soon. He's a great guy, Central Texas Gunworks, great folks. I still haven't gotten my concealed carry, folks, so I just carry a rifle in the truck. because I just never had time to go do it. But now I'm just, I've got to do it. I've got to start carrying at all times because of so many threats and things we're going through. Leanne, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but Jakari Jackson and you are going to be out there with your feed. Your Skype feed is crystal clear. The other one's bad. So we probably want to mainly go with your feed with you and Jakari marching together. Getting commentary, but who else should we talk to? Maybe Kit Daniels over there. Let's get Kit Daniels, Infowars.com reporter's take on this to estimate the number. How many people does he estimate in this only one day planned event are already out there?
I'd say at least 75, maybe even 100. This is probably way more than what the attendance at the Bloomberg anti-gun event on Saturday morning, which had maybe less than maybe five, maybe.
Well, there were about five people on the dais calling for an end of pro-gun free speech, literally. They're now attacking the First Amendment savagely. And then they had about a dozen reporters out there sycophantically reporting all of it. You know, Bloomberg would vomit out the lies. They would eat it and then vomit it back out on us in a kind of circular logic situation. But this is an impromptu with one-day planning, two-day planning. Saturday, your article's up on Infowars.com, Kit, for folks that want to find more. What time is the event Saturday, the big march to?
Saturday, I believe it's going to be at noon, but
same spot, San Jacinto and Congress?
It's the event Saturday at noon.
11:30. We meet up at 11:30. We'll probably march out about noon.
Okay. Yep. Meet up at 11:30, probably march about noon, same time, same place.
Right. Now, listen, I know the Capitol Police get off their jurisdiction there at the Capitol, because they have a wider jurisdiction in the state. I know that Austin police have not been as anti-open carry as some of the state police orders they've gotten. I know the state police individually are pro-Second Amendment, but they've been following some of the illegal orders in the past. Now, who is going to, quote, be marching with you guys? Is it state police? Ask Kit, because I'm not clear on that. Or is it going to be Austin police?
We're wondering which of the police are actually going to be escorting us today through the crowd.
That group right there.
Those are the Capitol Police.
Austin. Those are Austin PD.
Yeah, APD.
That's what I thought. I didn't think the state police were going to be doing that. And again, we have this right to open carry. And if they want to have police there, show that, you know, some tranny doesn't come up and punch one of our people in the nose, which has never happened, you know, that's fine. The point is we're going to exercise these rights. We're going to sit at the front of the bus if we want to. We're going to eat the lunch counters if we want to. We're going to vote if we want to. This is the real cutting edge of the civil rights movement, Leanne.
Exactly, and that's what we just want to educate everyone out here, that we are doing this for them. So they, whether they agree with it or not, we are fighting for their freedom, their liberty.
The march is about to begin. Leanne, walk over to the police if you can right now and get us some shots of that. We'll come back from break, maybe talk to them briefly as you guys get ready to march here in just a few minutes. True Paul Revere is marching for the Second Amendment. If Josh or Du or whoever's running that camera would aim it at the police, that'd be good. Because I want to see that. Where are they?
Losing my feet.
I can't see them. Are they just waiting over there, or what's going to go on here?
I can't hear
them. They're just waiting.
They're just waiting over there, waiting for us to start marching.
What is that, about four Austin police?
Four.
There are four now. I saw a few more earlier, but I guess these will be our official escorts.
Now, remember, folks, all these trendies are going to learn, not just citizens of Soviet Russia who had their guns taken. It can happen here as well. And it's not only government that gets to have guns. It's we the people. And I took a bunch of Californians out, Hollywood people, yesterday with Mike Judge. He's a Texan and gun owner. We had them all shoot guns. They're all addicted. So that's how you convert the Borg, is you take them out shooting. And we had these, you know, Hollywood folks, actresses, actors, you name it, shooting 50 cals. I mean, they didn't just shoot guns for the first time. They went right to 50 cals. They went right to 308 Reapers and M4 223s, and it was a beautiful thing. I think I converted at least four people yesterday to liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.